Auburn expert sounds off on the pearls. What's up, everyone? My name's Hunter Bussey. And next to me, ladies and gentlemen, he's back. He's back. Quoting Steve Harrington from Stranger Things, Graham McLean, he's back by my side once again. Ladies and gentlemen, you know it. You love it. It's the Barn Social Hour. Graham, let's just get right into it. The Auburn expert we are referring to, some of you might refer to him as an expert, and some of you might know him as Jake Crane, part of Crane and Company, or Crane and Co. I hope I'm not missing
Crane and Co.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, Crane and Co. Now, but over there on three,
Crane and Cone,
Crane and Cone. Sorry, it's one of those Mondays. So Jake Crane had some tweets put out about Bruce Pearl. And Stephen Pearl, or mainly Bruce, but it had a little bit of Stephen in there too because of the context of the, you know, the conversation. But Graham, go ahead and kind of take it from here about what was said.
Yeah. So Jake came out and said, I wish Bruce would just come out and say he put Stephen in a terrible spot. Stephen has pride like all of us, and he won't say it himself or make excuses, but damn, he got put into a horrible spot. He needs a full offseason, and then we can judge. And then it says on the bottom, he's trying to run cover in the media. We all know what's up. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with Jake here. I do think Stephen was dealt a bad hand. And I've also been someone that has been constantly saying to people that we need to give Stephen his own cycle of recruiting, own cycle of everything before we really make a judgment on Stephen as a coach.
Right.
Obviously, this year wasn't good. And we'll get into this a little later, but technically Auburn is still not out of the tournament somehow. Golly. But, I really do think that he was dealt a bad hand, and clearly this season is not what we expected it to be in the slightest.
Yeah. And I'm laughing because Graham referencing the day after the Bama game, My thought is we're done. We're out. We're done. Based off everything we saw, we were in the last four in on the bubble.
Going into that game, we were last four in. So yeah, we're going to get spanked, and then they're going to put us out.
Yeah. Well, then we proceeded to get absolutely mollywopped in Tuscaloosa.
We did get spanked. We did. That did happen.
And I'm thinking, okay, we're done. We're going to have, our last Barncast is on Wednesday. We're going to get through this season, move on to baseball, football, focus on offseason for basketball. Then I wake up to a text from Graham where it's like, all it says is how. No question mark, no nothing. Just how.
So literally, it's a picture. Let me pull it up. It's a Joe Lunardi tweet of his bracketology released the day after the game. So it was released. Just released on Sunday morning, the day after. The Auburn-Alabama game. And I checked, and it still said Auburn last four in. And the only thing I just said was, I sent this to a group of, everyone on the bar, and I was like, how? And it's then Daryl, made sense, but still.
Yeah. And here's why I think why they are, and then we can get into the meat potatoes of another tweet that Jake put out, which made both of us laugh, just because of the reference that was used. The Florida win and Arkansas win in Auburn is looking really good. And St. John's is looking really, really good right now because they keep winning. Now, yes, we keep losing, but because they keep winning and we went into Gainesville and kicked Florida's butt, kicked Arkansas's butt at home at our place, and then kicked St. John's butt in a neutral site. That's helping us out big time, whether you like it or not. It doesn't make any sense. It's just how the system works, and that's where we're at. I could be wrong on that, but that's just my opinion of it. I think, Graham, I think you kind of agree with that too. As long as those teams specifically keep winning, it makes our win against them
St. John's way better. I was just checking Joe Lunardi's most recent bracketology. And it looks like he has St. John's as a 5 seed. That one also looks better for us. And let's see, is NC State on here?
I think
their last four buys. NC State is also expected to make the tournament. That's another good win for Auburn. So yeah, it's just let me preface this. Joe Lunardi's bracketology is not end all say all. It's not he's not the ultimate decider of the bracket. He doesn't make the bracket. You know, it, no, there's a committee that does that.
He's
a
professional at it.
He's is like the best bracketologist, but you know, Daryl was saying in the text that Joe Lunardi hasn't been 100%. And also like is not the best when it comes to making bubble predictions. You know, he's pretty good at making the tournament, like, you know, the main teams, but not necessarily in the bubble. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Auburn, you know, we play against Mississippi State. We get the rematch on Wednesday. Man, it would be nice to win that game. I don't think Josh Hubbard can do what he did again. And if he doesn't do that, I think we win that game.
If he does, hats off.
Hats off. If he does it again, then it just wasn't meant to be. This year was not meant to be, and we just need to focus on next year. But
I will say,
we win that.
Yeah, no, good. Go ahead. No, you got it.
We win that. We go and play Tennessee again. I've seen a lot of predictions of people taking Auburn to win that game. I don't know. I just don't have that in me to pick them right now. But hey, I mean, you never know. But if we beat Mississippi State, there's a chance we get into the tournament. Mm-hmm. I think some other things would have to happen. Some other teams would have to lose for us to get in. But if we go on to beat Tennessee the next game, I think we're in. I think we make we make the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. If we ring off a couple wins, especially against Mississippi State and Tennessee, if that's how it plays out, then yeah, I agree with you. I think we can be in on that. But what I was trying to say is if we get into that Mississippi State game and Mississippi State's first possession, Josh Hubbard crossed the half court line and pulls it from
Narnia. He hits a three first.
I'm turning it off. I'm turning it off.
No, I agree. If I'm on the Barncast, I won't be anymore. I'm done. I'm leaving.
If he pulls a Steph Curry from downtown, I'm done.
If we play 23 and a half seconds of great defense and he hits a three in the first possession of the game, I will turn my TV off.
I still can't believe that. I mean, he was literally pulling bombs from the Narnia area code in that game in Starkville.
It was genuinely one of the greatest shooting performances I've ever seen with my own eyes.
Yep. Besides Steph Curry, that's just crazy. But
it even rivaled some Steph games, if I'm being so honest.
It kind of did.
It looked like a Steph Curry shooter.
I mean, yeah, it did. Some of the ones he was making fully contested, I'm like, is this Steph Curry?
Curry is much more consistent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Curry, Josh Hubbard shot like 1 of 13 the next game after that. So,
anyway, so what we were referencing, the next tweet that he put out, and it made me laugh so hard because I already like Jake Crane already. Okay, I watch their stuff all the time. The meme he used was from Spider-Man 2. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, but it's when Harry Osborn finds out
Peter's and that's on you if you haven't seen it, because that movie came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so that's totally on you. You've had time. I think you've had enough time.
Yeah.
So go ahead and pull that up real quick, because it just college basketball fans seeing Auburn still in the last four in. 100% agree. That is my face whenever I saw the text from Graham. I was like, how?
And if it's a video, obviously. So if you want to actually watch the video, go to his X account and watch it there.
It's just so good. The context of the scene, it makes sense. Because, like, in the clip, he, like, drops, like, the like all this stuff he was holding, he just drops it. I'm like, yeah, same. Honestly, it made my jaw drop.
Can I get something off my chest?
Go for it.
I've never seen the original Spider-Man movies.
The Tobey Maguire ones?
Yeah, I've never seen them. Spider-Man is my favorite, like, superhero of all time. And I just
Graham McLean, what are we doing? What are we doing? That right there you know what that did to me just now? That hurt my heart. That was rough.
You see, you know, my favorite Spider-Man of all time and forever will be, and if I get hate for this, so be it. I will support him till the day I die. It's Andrew Garfield.
I like Andrew. I do. I think he I think he's the better, I guess, Spider-Man. If that makes sense, like in terms of
the
like
Amazing Spider-Man 2 is my favorite Spider-Man movie of all time. Dude, it's unreal. The cinematics in that movie, bro.
It's a beautiful movie.
The opening scene, you know the opening. If you like these movies, you know what I'm talking about. The opening scene to that movie is one of the greatest Spider-Man sequences of all time, without a doubt.
I just, okay. I like the first one better. The first one to me makes more sense because it just had a more darker, more grounded tone to it to me than the second one. The sec,
Do you not remember his girlfriend dying in the second movie?
I do.
Very brutally.
I was devastated. I remember because our whole
pretty dark.
Because I remember seeing the like in the comics how that happened, and then when it happened in the, you know, the movie,
you can literally hear the cracking of her spine.
Our whole theater. I remember Grandma at opening night. Grandma at opening night when that scene happened. When you hear the, our whole theater went, oh, like audibly, like oh god, oh my goodness. Oh goodness! But you know what won't make your spine crack? Roback. That's what, that. Use code Barn20 at roback.com. See the hood on your screen. You can get one just like that, or we have the one that me and Graham. You've probably seen us wear it on Barncast periodically, or this show that you're watching now, The Social Hour. It's a navy version of that hoodie. They also have polos and any other officially licensed Auburn and other college gear as well. They also have some stuff just in time for St. Patrick's Day. I think they call it the Shamrock Collection. So go check it out. Really good stuff over at Roback. We're very thankful for their partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. We're very thankful for you guys. Again, that is code BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your next order. Graham, we do have a game on Wednesday against Mississippi State, as we were talking about earlier. We will have a Barncast for that, which will be fun. I believe we tip off at 3. Is that what it is now, or has it changed?
Horrible tip.
Honestly, though, I kind of welcome it because I'm kind of done with these late night tip offs. I'll be honest. The 9 p.m. tip off against LSU, I was literally cross-eyed.
Central time.
Okay, so 2:00. Okay, so that's going to be an interesting. We might have to record a little early. So it's going to be a good. I hope we can get a dub out of this. I'm hoping that the team knows what's at stake because they didn't play like it against Bama. So I don't know if they will or not. I don't know if they'll show up. I ate crow against.
Dude, that's so true. LSU.
Well, no, they played like they didn't know what was like at stake. Like they just played like we're done.
The start of that game, the start of that Bama game was probably the worst start I've seen all year from this team.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And
like the first 3 or 4 minutes, horrid.
Yeah.
I debated turning the game off then. I was like, nope, I'm not watching this.
And what's crazy is, too, like, yeah, they were the crowd and the student section specifically was getting their licks in on Tahad and the team when they were warming up. They were chanting DUI at Tahad, and I'm sure they were going after Jovic and, you know, a bunch of other people, too. But they didn't seem as hostile as normal. They weren't really that loud to me. Granted, I didn't have my sound on, so that played a factor. But going back and watching the replays, they just didn't seem like they were a factor. So you would think like Auburn would kind of feed off that, like, okay, their crowd's not that intimidating, but it didn't matter because when you got people like Phylon on the other end of, you know, the floor that can light it up, Phylon was the best player on the court Saturday, no doubt in my mind. He will 100%. Be a great NFL. NFL. I've got the free agency frenzy on my brain today. Crazy.
He going to the league.
He going to the league, boy.
Go to NFL.
He's going to pop off in the NBA. He's
going to be a great wide receiver.
He could be. He's a great type, like NBA type of player. Like you put him in an ISO situation, he'll make someone pay. And dude,
it's so crazy to think that we almost had him.
I know. I don't know what happened.
And we went for JP Pegues. Can you imagine if our 1-2 lineup was Tahad and LeVeron Phylon? Like last year?
You make me do that a lot between
like Sam Denver. Like Denver got to play the like Denver got to play the legit 2, didn't have to play the 1. And we had Tahad and LeVeron Phylon running the point guard. We won the Natty last year.
Yeah, easily. 100%. Easily. And, you know, it's just NIL, man. It's what happens. And poor decisions on top of that didn't really help it either. So, but again,
we also didn't expect JP to not turn out like he did, which
I mean, at all.
But it is what it is.
JP, love you. But wow, what a miss. What a miss. That was just a really bad miss on Bruce's part, I think. Other than that, the team was solid. It was just that one, you know, you could have had a player come off the bench like Phylon or Phylon would have started, but you know, just the depth
started, that we Tahad coming off the bench like he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So But I'm hoping, you know, back to what you were referencing earlier and what Jake was saying in his tweet, Steven needs a full offseason. I've been saying this. You've been saying this. Everyone has, you know, that has common sense has been saying this, that he needs a full offseason, because everyone's like, oh, well, you know, he was handed keys to a G-Wagon. He wrecked it. Well, that might be true, but this roster, I think, was already in disarray prior to Steven even taking the helm. Per Bruce Pearl, I don't know what happened in the recruiting for this team. I guess he thought, and I know that, you know, you had the Chad Baker situation and you had, you know, some players leave, and obviously you can't help when some are out of eligibility and go to the NBA draft. Like, it's just how it is. There's turnover like this that was going to happen. And I was expecting us to not really do much this year. I thought we could make the tournament with ease, but we weren't going to be like a contender. You know what I mean? Like, maybe ceiling Sweet 16, maybe.
Yeah. And kind of like you know, two years ago when we had, when we lost to Yale that first round, I kind of felt like it was gonna be a similar team to that. Just because, like, I felt like we were gonna have the talent.
Yeah, same. And that's the thing, like, there's talent on this team rating wise, but if you watch the, you know, the product put on the court, it's not a good team. They're just, it's a lot of me monsters that get their own me bounds, and specifically, you know, I don't want to call it any names, but let's just make some up. Keyshawn Hall and Tahad Pettiford. Let's just, you know, something like that. And you just, I don't know, man. It was just a storm that, it was basically a ship that was looking at a storm. It's like, okay, we'll be fine when we get in there. And we got in there and it was not good at all. And we're barely making it into port, if that makes sense. I just hope that Steven does what he needs to do. I hope we're able to keep the staff. I am worried. Do you think Berg will leave? I know that's like, do you think he'll try to go find a better situation? Even though I think he likes Auburn, and I think he likes being on the season, but I can see him
not
trying to
break out. Not this offseason, I don't think so. Because, I mean, Auburn still technically is one of the premier programs in college basketball.
It is.
We were having a down year, but I do think he'll stay at least 1 year. But like, if we have a horrible year next year, then I wouldn't be surprised.
No, yeah, if we're in this situation next year, I think he's gone. Talking about Steven and Berg, I think the whole thing will get blown up. Potentially, but I hope not. But that's just right now. Who knows? But if Steven can get the guys in there that one, respect him, two, know the type of system he's trying to run, and Steven gets those guys there that he wants, then we're good. I think we'll be fine. That you would just have a bunch of individuals on the team that want to get their stats up, and they're trying to show off and get a highlight, get on, you know, social media and get some buzz, and that's it. They don't really care about winning that much, and it's blatantly obvious. You have maybe four or five players on the team that care. Other than that, that's it. All it is.
I do want to bring up again, like, I don't know how much of a factor this really is, but
no,
Keyshawn Hall has not made the tournament ever.
Mm-mm. And every team he's gone to, when he leaves.
He's been on four teams. Mm-hmm. So far, none of them have made the tournament.
Yeah. And again, the fan bases of the team do not miss him at all. At all. So should we have seen that coming? Probably. I think we were more of like, oh, we need to rebuild and reload and try to make another stab at it. I don't think we cared at that time. And now that it's here, it's like, wow, this is not good. So I'm hoping we can go after some dudes that don't care about their own stats, and they care more about the team stats than their individual stats. So we will see about that. But again, we are having a barn cast. It'll be, I believe Graham said 2 p.m. Central time, 3 p.m. Eastern, play Mississippi State in Nashville, first round of the SEC tournament. It's going to be fun. March is here. I'm excited. Regardless if Auburn makes it or not, it's always a, you know, wonderful time of year. Plus you got the world baseball championship going on right now. Like, it's,
let's go USA. They play tonight against Mexico. Yeah,
we play tonight. We played really well the other night against Brazil. Shout out to, you got to give him props where it is, even though he plays for Brazil, the pitcher that they had, the 17-year-old
that bases loaded,
zero outs. Who's coming up to the plate? Captain America himself, Aaron Judge, and he gets them out of a pinch. And got Aaron Judge out. That's
incredible.
That's I'm. You know what I was doing at 17? Prepping for an ACT. That's what I was doing at 17. So I props to him. Props to him. That was awesome to see, even though USA dominated and came out on top. I think, what was the final score? Like 15 to 5?
Oh, I have no idea.
Something like that. It was something like nuts. So I think we, you know, took the cap off at the end there and just started pouring it on them. So, but yeah, we got that. NFL free agency is going crazy right now. Over $1 billion. That's billion with a B, $1 billion have already been spent on players. The center position has been reset for the market. They paid, I think the Raiders paid the Ravens center, like just a butt ton of money, which means they're probably going hard and heavy on O-line to get Fernando Mendoza to Las Vegas, which does not shock me at all. He's going to be a good quarterback. They just need to get some protection and they'll be fine. So, but yeah, again, Barncast Wednesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Going to be a lot of fun. You'll see me there. You'll see Graham there potentially. Right, Graham? You'll be there, hopefully.
Yes, I'll be there. I'm back this week. Had a really busy weekend and stuff, but and a busy last week. But should be good now. Should be good to go.
Henderson, he's back. Yeah, we're glad Graham's back. Let us know in the live chat that you're happy that Graham's back as you're watching this, and in the comments too. And also let us know in the comments how you think the off season is going to go. Do you think, let us know who you think Steven should go after the most. Should it be point guards? Should it be big man?
Yeah, what position?
Both. Obviously, I think a lot of people are going to say both. But as far as what's needed the most, let us know in the comments. What do you think Steven needs the most for the team next year? Personally, I'm saying center. I think that's what's needed. But also, you need depth at point guard desperately, because Tahad and Sleeveless Blake ain't going to cut it. And Magwood, I think, is gone too.
It definitely is. It's definitely a point guard, and center is what we definitely 100% need. The other positions, I'm fine on.
Yeah, I think everything, if we can keep Overton, Sway, Jovic, I think build around them and Freeman. Freeman's the big one for me. I think if you keep Freeman and then those other three I mentioned and then build around them, we should be fine. So again, I don't have anything else. You got anything else to add?
That's it.
Cool. Well, y'all have a great rest of your Monday. This has been the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And also, don't forget to like and subscribe to the Barn. Hit the thumbs up button for this. And also go check out the other podcast that we have. Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby and Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera, and then you have Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, as well as the Barn Social Hour, me, Hunter Bussey, and Graham McLean. So we encourage you to do that. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. And as always, War Damn Eagle, we will see y'all next time.
Goodbye.